Good morning.
Yeah, you sing along with me this morning because we are happy that we are here. We are happy that God is with us. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice. I'll be glad in it, I'll be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, I'll be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I would like to give a very warm welcome to people who are new, who are coming in today. And there's going to be all age worship where the children will also be doing a lot of activities, reading the Bible. And there's a notice here. Our service today is being recorded on video for viewing on YouTube, and it's going to be later on our church website. We trust that parents are okay with their children being on screen, but if not, please let Peter know. Thank you. So I welcome Peter to Reverend Peter to lead us in the service.
Good morning, everyone. And it's lovely to welcome you all here today for our all-age family service. And a special welcome to our children here today. It's lovely to welcome you back into the church once again. And we have the flags back today. So if during our worship anyone would like a flag, then please don't go and help yourself. So we're going to hand over to our worship band. It's great to have Joe and Sonia and Joshua playing for us today and leading us in worship with our masks on, unless you're blessed enough to be young.
Is that me? Amen. So please be seated and we're going to pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be here today to praise you. Thank you that you have known us and that you have loved us since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. And each of us here today are part of your plan and your story. And we praise and we worship you and we give you the glory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, in our house, we were having a look in the loft at some old toys. I don't know if you ever look back on any old toys that you've got, and we found a few treasures. But also, I found this box in our loft, a small brown box. And I thought, well, what's inside there? So I opened it up, and inside, I found some old coins. And these coins are from so many different places in the world, and they used to belong to Joe's dad. And I thought, well, that's real treasure, isn't it? I don't think I can spend any of these in the shop today. They're so old and some are so faded, you can't even really tell what they are. But, you know, treasure is something that people are always searching for, isn't it? You see sometimes when you're out and about near the fields, you might see somebody with a metal detector going round trying to find some gold that an Anglo-Saxon person buried maybe for safety thousands of years ago. Or maybe at the Olympic Games, as we were thinking about last week, there's that treasure hunt, isn't there, for gold or silver or bronze, or just the prize of being called an Olympian, even if you don't win, to say you are an Olympian. And today in our service, we're thinking about treasure. Now, has anybody ever taken part in a treasure hunt before? Yeah, hands up if you've been taking part in a treasure hunt sometimes. Yeah, they're really good fun, aren't they? Sometimes they have something called a car treasure hunt, don't they, where you drive around and try and find the answers to the clues. Well, I thought for some fun today, we're going to have a little treasure hunt. And I've prepared a few clues, and I've got the very first clue here. And if we solve this clue, it will lead us to another clue, okay? And that clue will lead us to another clue, which will lead us to another clue, and then hopefully to the treasure. Does that sound good? That's exciting? Well, would somebody like to come and read this clue that I've got here? Anybody like to come and read it? Yeah, come on, yeah, Victoria, that's it. There we are. If you want to read that, if you want to stand in front of the microphone here, and then you can all hear you nice and loud.
To solve this clue, just get to the bee and ask the young man sitting on the seat.
Wow, do you want to say it again so we can just get our heads around it?
To solve this clue, just get to the bee and ask the young man sitting on the seat.
Wow, I wonder, can we make anything of that? To solve this clue, just get to the bee and ask the young man sitting on his seat. Thank you, Victoria, for reading that. Any clues? Anybody got any clues as to... Katie, what do you think? Joshua, why do you think it might be Joshua? Oh, yeah, get to the beat. Yeah, do you want to go and ask Joshua, see if he's got anything for you? Well done. I think he's got something there. Let's give a round of applause. Brilliant. Do you want to read that next one? Yeah. Okay, let's see what the next clues are. We're getting nearer, we're getting warmer.
Sound and pictures give your next clue. You need to go back and ask not one, but two.
Okay. Read that one again for us. So we'll see if we...
Sound and pictures give your next clue. You need to go back and ask not one, but two.
Okay. Well, you have a seat, and then thank you very much for reading that. Sound and pictures give your next clue. You need to go back and ask not one, but two. What do we think? Yeah, everyone's pointing to the sound desk. Yeah, oh, look, absolutely, that's right. Yeah, sound and pictures, asking not one but two. That must be Jamie and Kathy. Okay, and it looks like we've got the clue. Do you want to bring it forward? Thank you, Hannah. Oh, brilliant, well done, everybody. I think you're all on the ball this morning. Do you want to read it for us?
Jesus died for you and me, but how did he die? It's there, the next clue you'll see.
All right, yeah, just read that again for us. That's really good reading.
Jesus died for you and me, but how did he die? It's there, the next clue you'll see.
Okay, thank you. Let's take your seat, thank you. Do you want to come and have a look? Do you think what do you think it might be, Ivy and Albert? Do you think because Jesus died on the cross? Yeah. Now we've got two crosses here, haven't we? That's a bit tall for us. So I wonder if there's something around here. You might need to just ask. Oh, that's all right. Is there a clue? Oh, you found the next clue underneath a little wooden cross. That's brilliant. Well done. Give me a round of applause. That's great. Should we get some help to read that one? It's very small. Very small writing, I'm afraid.
When you speak at the front, you can
lean
on me.
Here
is the place
where
the
treasure
will be.
Brilliant. Okay, very well read. Brilliant. Very good. When you speak at the front, you can lean on me. Here is the place where the treasure will be. That's our last clue. Any of the children know where it might be? When you speak at the front, you can lean on me. Who might that be? Do we lean on you, Joe? No? Not in that way. Pointed to lectern. Does any of the children want to come and see around the lectern with me? Because I sometimes need to lean on this, don't I? Yeah? Let's come and have a look. Have a look around here, see what there might be. Anything in there?
Under the stool.
What do you think? don't know where might this treasure be. Is there something there? Oh, do you want to bring it out? I'll hold it up. You can lift it. There you go. Oh, well done. Do you want to come and take it to the front? Show people what we found. Look. Wow, gold. Okay, do you want to come and stand here so we can see? And then if you just stand together here and between you, kind of open it up and see what might be inside that treasure chest. That's brilliant. I'm so glad we found the treasure today. Any treasure in there? Sweets! Oh! Brilliant. So many packets. Do you know, that is treasure. They're very rare Haribos now, you know. We've got no lorry drivers to deliver them, so they are very rare. Well, I think we can share these with the children. Do you want to put them back in the bag, in our treasure bag, and then you can hand them out to the children? And hopefully, if the parents are okay with the children having these sweets, then that's fine, and you can open them straight away. So do you want to go and share them out while we carry on? That's brilliant. Let's give them a round of applause for finding the treasure today. Brilliant. Excellent. Well, we love searching for treasure. And today we're going to be thinking about a different kind of treasure that isn't coins, and it's greater than sweets, as good as sweets are. We're talking about treasure in our hearts today. And we're going to sing of that treasure now in our next song. Well, this summer, our Sunday club are exploring the parables of Jesus. I wonder, can any of the young people tell me what parable you were thinking of last Sunday, if you were here at Sunday Club last week? Can you remember what the story was about? Yeah, Ivy? Yeah, so it was the shepherd who'd lost a sheep and the lady who'd lost a coin. Story well done, very well remembered, excellent. Yeah. And can we ask another child to tell us what is a parable? Because it's quite an unusual word, isn't it? It's not a word we use every day, not one we hear. Can you think what a parable might be? Yes, Katie? A story with a moral. Yeah, a story with a moral. Absolutely right. A story with a moral, which is a message, isn't it? An everyday story that has a message. A puzzle sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes it can be a puzzle to think about and to work out. And something that can teach us something as well. And you know, Jesus said these words, "I will use a parable when I speak. I will tell them things unknown since the creation of the world." I just find that amazing. I will tell them things unknown since the creation of the world. So Jesus is telling us some ancient truths and promises, some hidden treasures. And we're going to listen now to some of those two parables, very short parables, from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. And are you both reading it? Okay, brilliant.
God's kingdom is like a treasure hidden in the field. One day a man found the treasure. He hid it again and was so happy that he went and sold everything he owned and bought the field. Also, God's kingdom is like merchants looking for fine pearls. One day he found a very fine pearl. He went and sold everything he had to buy it.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So God's kingdom, so the things of God are like a treasure hidden in a field and a pearl, which is a precious jewel made by the oyster that you find in the sea, precious pearl. So we're going to watch the screen now and we're going to see somebody tell the story of that precious pearl written by Nick Butterworth. Oh, isn't that a great retelling of the story? with a few bits added that weren't in the Bible originally. Maybe about the freezers and the fish pond. But we get the idea, don't we? Yeah. That some things in life are worth giving everything for. And I hope that each one of you today can say, yes, I recognize that. Yes, there's been a cost to being a Christian. It costs everything. But it's something more precious and valuable than any other treasure or thing we can hope for. Well, Jesus loved telling stories, as we've heard. And who likes stories here? Do people like stories? Yeah? Some adults, any of the adults like stories still? Reading stories? Might be crime novels, but yeah. And, you know, sometimes stories are made into films. And I'm sure every one of you here today could say what your favorite story is of all time. It might be one that you remember from your childhood, or it might be one you're reading at the moment, or one that was made into a film. I'm going to put up on the screen some pictures of some films that you might have seen, at least one of them, I hope. So we've got E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Finding Nemo, Ice Age. We've got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the remake, which was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so that was a two-film collection, that one. And then we've got Aladdin and Toy Story. Well, there was lots of Toy Story films, wasn't there? I think there was four. And they're all great stories and great adventures. And just for a few minutes where you are, you might need to just lean over to your neighbor if you don't need to move necessarily, but just where you are, or you can turn around and talk to people behind or in front. Just see if you can say what a little bit of each story might be about. If there's a film you know there, see if you can just tell them in a couple of sentences what the story is about, okay? You can pick whichever one you want. You might not have time to look at all of them, but just pick one that you know and see what you can remember about the plot of the story. And secondly, see if you can make any connections between these films. Are there any common themes between these stories? Okay, so just have a chat with your neighbor where you are. Okay, right, we'll come back together now. Would any of the children like to tell us anything that they've been sharing about any of these films? Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's right. I'll just say that. All of them, as Katie says, is about finding a treasure or something you love. And maybe, did anybody else make that sort of connection? Yeah? Any other thing that you want to say about connecting them? What, anything else? Sham? Extraordinary things, yeah. And sometimes an extraordinary adventure as well. Yeah, yeah. And yes, Alan, they all have a happy ending. Good point, excellent. I'd not thought of that. Yeah, all have a happy ending. There's nothing like a happy ending in a good film. Yeah, great adventures, aren't they? Yeah, Victoria? Yeah, they were working together, did you say? Yeah, especially the Ice Age. That was all about a lost child, wasn't it? And then working together to try and get the child back home. And in Toy Story, the lost toy, trying to get the toy back home. And it's all about a lot of things about friendship here as well, isn't there, in these films? And as you said, about treasure, like the golden ticket in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Charlie Bucket being the nicest child that did the right things to win the prize at the end. And then Aladdin with the lamp and the cave of wonders with all the treasures. Yeah, and E.T., again, somebody trying to get back home again, like Nemo. So it's all about the search, it's all about the treasure, it's all about the adventure, and it's all about the friendship as well. And just as I close our thoughts about this today and about God's word, in a way, this is what life is all about, isn't it? It's all about the search. What are you searching for today? What have you been searching for as you look back on your life? And have you found what you were searching for? And if you're young and you have a particular dream, what is your dream today? What are you searching for in life? And what adventures will that search take you on? And if you look back on your life, where has your search taken you? What is your treasure today that you really, something that you really want, that you're longing for? And are you looking in the right place? Are you looking in the right place? Because there's so many things that people search for in life, aren't there? It might be love, it might be fame, it might be to be an Olympian, it might be the perfect job, or a great social life, or it might be sport, or making money, as we saw in that story of the merchant and his pearl. It can be anything, something that you've set your heart on. But what really satisfies? What really gives us fulfillment in life? What will make us truly happy? Well, what does God say about all of this? Well, we'll put up pictures on the screen now of those two things that Jesus spoke about, the hidden treasure and the precious pearl. The merchant was willing to give all that he had for something he wanted more than anything in the world. That merchant, it sounds like he knew all about getting. He knew all about being greedy. But when he saw that beautiful pearl, everything changed, and he was willing to give it all away so that he had enough to be able to buy that pearl. He was ready to give everything for that one thing. And that teaches us an important lesson in life, that giving is far more important than getting. What are we willing to give in life? Not only what are we willing to get. And the really precious things, like love and happiness, cannot be bought or sold. They are given. And they are found when we know Jesus as our friend. And that's the message today, that Jesus and the friendship we have with him in life is our greatest treasure. The one thing that really matters in life is our relationship with God. Knowing God, loving God, serving God, putting God first in our lives. Giving our all for him, because he is worth it. He's worth it. And you are each worth it as well. And you are God's precious treasure as well. And Jesus gave everything for you when he died on the cross. So Jesus is our greatest treasure. And we can give up everything, because Jesus came to be everything for us. So whatever our age today, whatever our circumstances in life, keep on searching. Don't give up on the search, because there's treasure out there. And there's treasure in here as well, in your heart, that you will find the friendship of Jesus.